Welcome to a special All Access edition of the ProWrestling.net NXT Recap. I am your host, Zach Zimmerman. Today we're going through the show that aired on July the 27th, 2016, taped a few weeks earlier, July the 13th, at Full Sail University. But before we get into this week's show, this is the All Access edition, which means that I have to point all of you listeners in the direction of ProWrestling.net membership. Yes, you were able to hear this show this week. Yes, we do give you a pretty decent sampling of our audio output here on the All Access side, free of charge. But I will say that if you're a member, you're getting all of it. Every audio show we do every single week, and it's all coming to you from the ad-based site. All the audio reviews means reviews of every major television show, Raw, SmackDown, well, NXT, Cruiserweight Classic, Impact, Lucha Underground, Ring of Honor. I think the Brits even have a Progress audio review going right now. Progress Wrestling over there in the UK. We have it all covered on audio. In addition to the coverage of every wrestling show, we also have Will and Jake's Pretentious Wrestling Podcast, which I also think you guys get a pretty decent sampling of here on the All Access side. But the thing that you guys miss out on each and every week, that is really the flagship broadcast of ProWrestling.net. It's really where you put what you're spending your money on. That is the .NET Weekly audio show. Each week it is Jason Powell and a guest of his choosing. Sometimes it's one of us minions at the site. Sometimes it's somebody who's made some waves in the world of pro wrestling. Jim Ross, somebody like that. Just Incredible, Sean Waltman, somebody like that. We'll join Jason and we'll just discuss all the news and events of the week that was and is in pro wrestling. That's always makes for a very newsworthy and enjoyable listen. But I mentioned it in passing. Another very like undersold aspect of .NET membership is ad-free access to the site. No pop-ups, no flashes, no banners, no ads whatsoever. You become a member, you're getting all content all the time on ProWrestling.net. So head to the main page. You will see the link at the top of the page. That is where you can sign up and find all of the information that I did not mention. Now that I have that out of the way, let's jump into this week's show. As I noted, this is the show that aired on July the 27th. I believe it was the first show taped at that set of tapings. And they did some fun stuff here. It was a lot of matches crammed onto the show. None of the matches got a lot of time. But I will say that despite that, it felt like a lot of talent was showcased. A lot of the current main event talent, a lot of the talent who I expect to be very, very major components of this you know, next generation of NXT, so to speak, as we see, you know, the players that kind of molded NXT have pretty much all been called up now with Finn Balor heading up. This is very much a new generation of NXT, and I think the shows stemming from the last two tapings and beginning tonight as well have done a good job of kind of pushing things forward. We got the opening video, then we had Tom Phillips and Corey Graves checking in on commentary, and things kicked right off with Shinsuke Nakamura making his entrance. We had the broadcast team briefly introducing themselves from ringside before Wesley Blake came out. He got a full entrance. He's same Wesley Blake, same kind of goofy hair. He's got new tassels around his kick pads, around his knee pads, something like that. He's got some weird, wacky music that almost actually sounds like a little bit similar to Nakamura's. I don't know. I don't quite know what Wesley Blake was going for. I'm not sure if Wesley Blake knew what Wesley Blake was going for. But they did show this little video of Wesley Blake and Buddy Murphy giving the splits for good, kind of saying, you know, Wesley Blake said, I'm going to show you that, you know, I'm greater than this team ever was. I'm going to go out and beat Shinsuke Nakamura tonight. And you had Buddy Murphy saying, oh, yeah, well, I'm going to go out tonight and one-up you. I'm going to go out and beat Kota Ibushi. So, yeah, good luck with that, guys. First match of the show was Shinsuke Nakamura one-on-one with Wesley Blake. And this was virtually all Nakamura. You know, Blake got a little bit of offense, but this is just, I don't know, a few minutes of Nakamura doing his stuff and going over. I did the, you know, the vibration stomp, all the kind of stuff you expect to see from him. Hit the reverse exploder, and then the Kinshasa knee for the win, and that was that. Just kind of a little shine going into, well, what came up next. Because afterwards we had William Regal walking out onto the stage. He said that he wished that Samoa Joe could have been out there to be present tonight, but he seems to be absent. He said that he's going to announce formally that the main event for the next NXT TakeOver, which will take place in Brooklyn, will be Samoa Joe defending his NXT Championship against Shinsuke Nakamura. Note that the live special will take place on August the 20th. We had a brief little video of a band of Mice and Men checking in, and they just said that, their song is being used for the upcoming NXT TakeOver event, and they can't wait for it. We came back into the arena, and we had Billie Kay making her entrance. She has been repackaged, has new music, a new Tron, new ring gear. It was, God, I should know this. It was some Billie Kay's music was some kind of classical song that I think most people would probably know the name of, but I can't think of it off the top of my head. And her opponent was Santana Garrett, who also, she was not repackaged. I don't believe she's been signed, but she did have music, new music, a video package, got a full entrance. So this was kind of, well, sort of the beginning of the new era of the women's division. The broadcast team was speaking highly of Billie Kay. The story of this match was that she had had a match against, I think it was Dana Brooke's debut match on SmackDown, maybe a month or two ago. Billie Kay, of course, went up and did the JOB. But the story here is that Billie Kay had the one showing on SmackDown, and now she is all ego. She is just has the biggest head in NXT. That she was on SmackDown, she thinks she's better than all the ladies here in NXT. Billie Kay pretty much dominated the match. Santana Garrett had a little time to shine. Then Billie Kay put her down with a big boot right to the face, pinned her in about 3 minutes. Tom Phillips talked. They transitioned and talked about the big surprise at Battleground, with Bayley being the surprise partner for Sasha Banks. They showed just kind of still shots with the audio of the crowd pop going behind that, and that crowd did go bananas for Bayley. No surprise. We had footage then airing of Bayley in General Manager William Regal's office. She said that she's ready for her rematch with Asuka, and she wants it to happen at TakeOver in Brooklyn, where she won her title the first time. Regal then improved to the match. He said, yeah, that sounds good to me. I'm going to go talk to Asuka, and as long as she's got no problems, we're going to make it happen. And then TM61 was hyped to be in action after the break. We came back and we had TM61 making their entrance as their opponents Rob Rizin and Adrian Nails were in the ring. This match was all TM61. Adrian Nails looked like he was just green, and honestly, it looked like he was a guy who had he was going in to do an enhancement match against TM61, and it looked like he had never watched a TM61 match before in his life because he was out of place on all of the spots that TM61 usually do, and like they had to just reposition him over and over just to do their standard spots. They did all of their usual stuff, the big moonsault and fist drop thing, and then they finished him with the Thunder Valley. Big double overhead press, swinging side slam thing that they do. Got the pin, another 3 minute match. This one was, just the same as all the others, another squash match. So as you can see, they're really showcasing the new era of talent here with TM61, Billie Kay, Shinsuke Nakamura has been around, but him as well. We had footage airing of some I'm sorry, of Austin Aries attacking No Way Jose while they were dancing last month, and then video showed Jose getting his beginning to get his comeback on Austin Aries by attacking him a couple of weeks ago. We then had a Hideo Itami video package airing, and the broadcast team hyped that Hideo Itami would be returning to action next week. We had No Way Jose dancing his way to the ring for the fourth match of the show, and his opponent Steve Cutler got actually a full entrance, and he was out next. This one was just Jose kind of being his usual self. He did a lot of his dancing, all that kind of stuff, but he got the win a little bit quicker than usual. I can't really say seemed no more nonsense, because he grinded his way out of a rear waist lock. But maybe a little bit more no nonsense than usual. I guess that's what they were going for anyway. At about the 2 minute mark, he hit a big Cobra Clutch slam and got the win. After the match, he took a microphone and he cut actually a pretty fiery, pretty solid promo on Austin Aries. He said that, he tried to show him some of the fun and enthusiasm and passion that he brings to NXT, but Austin Aries thought that, it took him too lightly and thought that he's something he's not. And, I'm going to show you that I can take the Fiesta and turn it into a fight. He said that the greatest man that ever lived showed he's the biggest coward in NXT. So looks like we have Jose versus Austin Aries, I presume, will either be in the opening. Well, I don't know if they do an opening match, if it'll be a dark match, or if it'll somehow find its way onto the next TakeOver show. We then went to, let's see, what did we get? We got footage of Kota Ibushi warming up backstage, preparing for the main event. And when we came back, we had Buddy Murphy making his entrance. And then Kota Ibushi came out, and this crowd did not know that Kota Ibushi was going to be on this show, and they reacted big time for this guy. No real surprise, he was around for the Cruiserweight Classic tapings. A little bit of a surprise for them to bust him out on NXT, but no surprise at all that he got the monster reaction that he did. Buddy Murphy got a decent amount of offense, but this one was all about Ibushi and his kicks. Hit a wicked series of kicks. It was actually the great spot down the stretch where Blake had, I'm sorry, Murphy had been in control, but then Ibushi caught him with just this wicked-looking, sounding kick to the head, and then picked him up out of nowhere with this snap deadlift German suplex. Good two count off of that. Kota Ibushi went up top, looked for a moonsault, but Ibushi missed that. I believe he managed to land on his feet though, and then he, let's see, I'm reading Jason Powell's report, so I don't remember quite off the top of my head, and Jason doesn't cover it move for move, so. There was, what did Murphy do? Oh, Murphy did like a reverse STO into the turnbuckles and then got a near fall on a roll up. But then Ibushi made a comeback and hit a big sit out powerbomb. Got the win in just shy of 5 minutes. Yeah, sorry, I don't have a little bit more to go off of there, but yeah, Ibushi with it was basically a squash for Ibushi. A little bit more than that as it went about 5 minutes, but good showcase for Ibushi. Ibushi's a superstar. I'm very glad they're not just restricting him to the Cruiserweight Classic. Let him do a little bit of something on NXT, and then I presume before long he'll be, if not the face, he'll be a major player of the Cruiserweight division on Raw when they decide to finally kick that thing off. Overall, like I noted off the top, this was a solid show. They crammed a lot of it into it, but they did showcase a lot of good talent. It was mostly just squash matches, but the talent that they featured, all of them have or will have major roles in the near to very near future here in NXT, between Kota Ibushi, No Way Jose, TM61, Billy Kay, and Shinsuke Nakamura. So good stuff there. Oop, that was not quite the end of the show. I have one more thing to go over, of course. We went backstage. Samoa Joe was actually just shown arriving to the arena. He was confronted by, I believe it was by one of the one of the young interview ladies, and she just asked, his thoughts on, what do you think about William Regal making it official that you're going to face Nakamura at the next TakeOver? And Joe's like, what? No, that's not going to happen. He was not happy about it. And he set off to do something about it. When we came back from, actually it wasn't a commercial break, but they just hyped that Bobby Roode would be making his debut on NXT TV next week. Then when we came back into the arena, Samoa Joe made his entrance. Cut a promo in the ring, and he just said that the match with Shinsuke Nakamura will not be happening. He said Nakamura just arrived. Joe did the thing that everybody does, or not everybody, but all the heels do the same thing that Kevin Owens did. He's like, this guy just arrived here. What did he do? He beat Finn Balor. Finn Balor's a nobody. I beat Finn Balor. Shinsuke Nakamura is not at my level. He's not gonna take the title. He's not even gonna challenge the title. He's undeserving, and he's not gonna get the title shot at TakeOver. William Regal's music hit, and he was not happy about Joe's, what would you call this? Subordinates? Not subordinates, but unsubordination. That's right. He said that, actually, to the contrary, this match will happen. You are under contract here, you are my champion, and you will fight who I want you to fight. Samoa Joe said that, Regal, it's just like you. You make me jump through all these hoops to even get a shot at this title, and then as soon as I get it, you're going to give somebody like Nakamura, who doesn't have to go through anything, just give him a title shot. Joe said that, I'm going to give you this chance now. I'll make one final decision. Go back to your office, find me a deserving challenger, and then come back. Regal said that, listen, you're under contract. You're the champion. If you refuse to fight, I'm going to take it as default. You're going to surrender the title, and I'm going to find somebody more deserving who will face Nakamura for the title in Brooklyn. And Joe said, is that really what you're going to do to this relationship? That's what you're going to do to our relationship? If, fine, you want the match, you've got the match. He said, it's the biggest mistake you've ever made. He said, I destroyed your golden boy, Finn Balor, and I'm going to do the same thing to Shinsuke Nakamura in Brooklyn. He said, well, if that is, he's, I'm sorry. He said, well, if Nakamura even makes it to take over Brooklyn, that is. Then Nakamura's music hit, not to be intimidated. He came out and he, hit his poses and he squared up. Actually, he didn't square off with Samoa Joe. They just stared each other down from the ring to the stage. He had a bunch of poses, and Joe just stared him down, fuming, and that was the way the show closed. So, good segment. This is, again, one of the biggest marquee matches that they could go to here in NXT with the players that they have, built up and working things around at this point. So, I'm very, very okay with them going to Brooklyn with this match. I mean, I very much presume it's going to sell out that arena again, because that first Takeover Brooklyn show was super great. And I think this one will be on paper, I don't know if it will actually be able to compare. It's a real tall task, but I think the buzz, the awareness around NXT is greater, and with this main event and things like that, I expect that this one will probably outdraw the last one. But as far as quality goes, they have a lot to live up to, but time will tell. And as far as build goes, time will tell. It'll see we'll see how they play this thing kind of going forward in the weeks to come. Momentum is there on NXT. They put on a really good showing the last few tapings. The last 5, 6, 7, 8 episodes have just been very enjoyable, very easy to watch, very progressive, making new stars, establishing new feuds, new programs, new contenders. I'm enjoying what NXT is doing right now. I mean, I've always enjoyed NXT to an extent, but it's very much an enjoyable episodic show at this point. So, props to them, and hopefully they can keep it going. I will be with you guys through it all, week to week. Join me again next week, but only on the member side. So if you gotta ProWrestling.net for all your membership needs, take care, guys.